The challenges facing transgender adults have gotten lots of attention recently in the wake of the very public transition of Caitlyn Jenner. But often, those challenges start much earlier in life, when very young children feel they were born into the wrong body. This is the story of how one California family is navigating their child's decision.
Somebody ring the bell again.
It's controlled after-school anarchy at the Christian Carter household. 7-year-old Chloe has rolled herself up in an exercise mat in the living room of the family's lovely Oakland home. "Look, I'm a burrito," Chloe shouts. Her 4-year-old sister Jackie swoops in for a bite and a push.
"Hi, my name's Jackie."
"Ow! Mommy, Jackie pushed me right into the table."
Just two sisters playing, occasionally sparring, as dad James Christian and mom Mary Carter watch nearby.
"Jackie, you need to go say sorry, Chloe."
Jackie's birthday is in mid-October, but for Mary and James, there's another date that's seared in memory almost as intensely, what Mary calls the day.
"It was May 15th, 2014, and I remember the date because Jackie was out of school that day, and we drove to drop her older sister, Chloe, off at kindergarten. And normally Jackie is quite happy and content to hang out with me and play."
Jackie was 3 then, and she was called Jack. Glancing into the back seat of her car, Mary noticed something different.
"Jackie just looked really, really sad, and sadder than a 3.5-year-old should look. This weight that looked like it, you know, weighed more than she did. You know, it was something that she had to say, and I didn't know what it was, but I assumed it had to do with not going to school. So I asked, and I said, you know, 'Jackie, are you sad that you're not going to school today?' And Jackie was really quiet and put her head down and said, 'No, I'm sad because I'm a boy.'"
Mary was taken aback. Her youngest had been wearing her big sister's dresses regularly and enjoyed donning pink boots. But this was new. Mary wanted to confirm, "You're really not happy being a boy?"
And then I thought a little bit longer, and I said, "Well, are you happy being you?" And that made Jackie smile. And I felt like that, for that moment, was all that really mattered. That was the day.
Mary took her to a chain drugstore, and Jackie asked for elastic hair bands. Her hair wasn't long enough yet, but Mary put Jackie's hair up in 5 makeshift ponytails.
And I've never seen such a happy child. And to go from maybe an hour before this, you know, this child who looks so sad, to that, I felt like, you know, I'd done something right by her. "That's you when you were born."
"How old was I?"
"You were just born. You were a few minutes."
In the months that followed, they started talking over girls' names with help from Jackie's pre-K teacher. On her 4th birthday, the family sang "Happy Birthday" for the first time to Jackie.
"No, that was your birthday party."
"How old was I?"
"You just turned 4.
A new job for James prompted the family to move from Atlanta to Oakland 2 years ago. Mary and James say they feel lucky they've landed there. The Bay Area is one of the most LGBT-friendly regions in the nation. The challenges ahead might be far greater, James says, if they'd stayed in the South. He recalls the 4th of July weekend last year. They were back visiting Atlanta. At a party, James noticed a growing group of kids gathering around Jackie, who still went by Jack back then.
"There was a point where some of the other young boys who were sort of the alpha males, and we're talking about 15 kids surrounding Jackie, you know, pretty quickly. Clearly the alpha males in the group wanted to challenge this notion, like, wait a minute, you said you were a boy, but you're wearing a dress and got ponytails. I don't understand that." So,
how'd you feel?
Anger toward just what I saw. Joy when this girl about 9 stepped in and said, "No, this is Jack. He's my friend. He's wearing a dress." And Jackie stood her ground. And so that made me very proud.
"Jackie, you want to grow your hair pretty long, or do you like it this length here?"
"I want it all the way down to my hips."
"Whoa. Holy cannoli.
Yeah.
That's long.
Actually, all the way down to my knees."
"Whoa."
It's only been a little more than a year since Jack became Jackie. Neither of her parents has any illusions about the potential struggles ahead. Transgender people have alarmingly high rates of depression, substance abuse, and suicide. James says it's on us as parents to give her all the support she'll need.
There will be more challenges, certainly, as Jackie gets older and, you know, gets around more kids, and then puberty and dating, and yeah, the challenges are going to, you know, it's going to be like a very steep curve. But I'm hoping that by the time Jackie gets there, one, we will have given her the tools, and two, there will be even more and more acceptance of this entire issue.
There is more acceptance than there was even a few years ago, says psychologist Diane Ehrensaft at the UCSF Benioff Children's Hospital. She's worked with transgender youth for more than 20 years.
We as a culture have lifted the lid so that kids can start speaking up, showing themselves, and that we have a lens to understand it from. We are now much more commonly hearing very little children speak up, and they're persistent, insistent, and consistent. Please let me be the gender I am rather than the gender you think I am.
How to approach gender identity in the very young is hardly a settled issue. There are diverging opinions within the field. And Jackie's parents know some people may not understand their approach. And it is hard for them at times.
Do you like Dora the Explorer, Jackie?
He hates it.
As Mary explains, her daughter Chloe is the only one in the family Jackie still allows to occasionally refer to her as Jack, as he, and as brother.
Chloe's very loving, and they're protective and supportive, I think, of each other. But I think that for Chloe, she still attaches this memory of her little brother, of Jack. And it's right now really hard for her to let that go. It's that last piece, I think, that she's holding on to.
I myself have times when I miss my boy. And, you know, I look at the old clothes and the old pictures, and I will miss Jack. And that's probably never going to go away. And that's just going to take some time.